after much discussion, we conclude that we are not so much sick as weak from starvation. First thing in the morning and after dinner, the nurses walk over and pour water into a smooth, polished coconut shell bowl. Then they put a small cube of white granulated material on my palm, telling me to eat it. I put the cube on my tongue and feel it dissolve. A smile spreads across my face when I realize it is sugar. Sugar from medicine. I plan to stay in the infirmary for as long as I can. Even with the daily ration of medicine, I am always hungry. It is hard for me to walk, but I must scavenge for food. I search the bushes for frogs, crickets, grasshoppers, or anything else that can be eaten. But I am a clumsy predator, moving slowly in my sickness. On my way back to the infirmary one afternoon, I see a rice ball left unguarded beside an old woman. My hand quickly grabs it and puts it in my pocket. My heart pounds rapidly, and I walk away as fast as I can before anyone notices. Once alone outside the compound, I am racked with guilt for what I have done. The fist-sized rice ball rests heavily in my pocket as the face of the old woman comes back to me. Her gray, oily hair clings to her skull, and her chest contracts and expands in shallow breaths beneath her black clothes. Her lids are half-closed, exposing the whites of her eyes. Her helpers will return to find the rice missing, and they will have nothing more to give to her. Knowing she will die anyway, they may forget about her. By taking her food, I have helped kill her, but I cannot return the rice. I lift it to my lips as salty tears drip into my throat. The hard rice scrapes down in a dry lump. Thus, I put a marker on the old woman's grave. With heavy feet, I make my way back to my family. They are sitting quietly, happy to be together. Somberly, I sit next to Ma and scratch my head with both hands. My hair is in greasy knots and my head itches. Our clothes are tattered and have not been washed in weeks. The well water is reserved for the nurse's use, and the stream where we bathe is far away. Come. Ma's hand reaches for my head and parts my hair. We will fix that. She reaches into her bag and takes out her special lice comb. She sits across from me and spreads her red and white scarf on the ground. She gently pushes my head down so that I am looking at the scarf and drags the brown plastic comb with its micro teeth through my hair.